Hello and welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. I'm Libby, if you're just joining us. So let's dive right in to the episode that nobody asked for, but I'm doing it anyway. We're going to talk about the astrology placements and the different planets and how that can affect your mindset. So here we go. If I were to ask you your sign, you would probably tell me your sun sign. You would probably be like, oh, I'm an Aries. Oh, I'm a Gemini, one of those kind of things. And then you really wouldn't know much else. Like when I talk about rising signs or moon signs or your Mercury placements or anything like that. So I'm going to go ahead and have you pause here. And I want you to Google your birth chart calculator, plug in your information. You don't need it, but I recommend that you know what your birth time is, because that is how you will find out what your rising sign is, since it changes every few hours. You'll need to know that. So go ahead, do that. I'll wait. All right, you back? Perfect. So let's dive into it. We have your sun sign, for starters. You probably already know what it is. The sun sign is who you are to your core, and what every other one of these placements is kind of filtered through. So it kind of gives that lens of the rest of your planets. Then we'll talk about your rising sign. Your rising sign is kind of like your first impression. When you walk into a room, how do people first perceive you? That is your rising sign. Then we have the moon sign. Moon sign is how you deal with your emotions and how you communicate those emotions to other people. From there, we get into the rest of the planets. So we'll start with Mercury, which I think Mercury has a lot to do with mindset and the way that we perceive the rest of the world and that kind of thing. So Mercury is the planet of communication. You know how when people talk about like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde and it sounds like the end of the world? It basically means that Mercury is causing communications to fall through. It means that during this time period, communications are not as clear as they need to be. Maybe your technology isn't working well. And it also tells us how we want to have information communicated to us. So there are some signs like me where Mercury in Capricorn, I like information to be told to me directly, to the point, and I will ask for more details if I need them. Otherwise, I will probably just want to try and figure it out for myself. There are other signs where maybe a phone call is warranted, and then some where they want to watch you do the new task before they try to do it themselves. Maybe the answer is face-to-face communication. It's all going to depend on the person. And I think Mercury placements can really have an impact here on how you would like to learn something new. And I think this would mostly affect, one, the way you learn information in school, but then also, two, the way you want to work in your career. So if you are on the job and you're learning a new task, do you want your boss to write out every step that you need to take, and so that way you can check them off as you go? Do you want to just try it, see what happens, and maybe you'll get it right, maybe you won't, but you would rather learn from more of that hands-on, I'm just going to go for it approach? That's all Mercury and communicating with others. Then we have Venus. Venus being in Roman mythology, the goddess of love. And just like that, Venus is the planet of love. So Venus is how you perceive relationships, how you want to be in relationships, what kind of relationships you want. Are you a person that is more social and maybe you make friends easier than other people? Or are you more of an introvert? Are you somebody who would rather keep the close-knit three friends for the rest of their life? So when I talk about relationships, I'm not just talking about romance, even though romance totally plays in here. It is also those friendships, your types of connections with your family members and that kind of thing. And then we're going to hop over to Mars, which again, just like Roman mythology, in Roman mythology, Mars is the planet of war, just like, sorry, the god of war, not the planet of war. The Mars is the planet of how you deal with anger, how you deal with disagreements, how you deal with things just not going your way. Are you one of those people where you're more likely to have some sort of temper flare? Are you calm? Are you cool? How do you react to getting bad news? And I think both of those things, both love and anger, can affect your mindset. Are you somebody who gets too bogged down in the anger? Like, if you find out bad news, is that all you're going to think about for the rest of the day? Or are you a person where it's going to be more likely to just roll off your back and you can find a solution for it rather quickly and you're already moving on? Or maybe you're just one of those people where you don't want to think about it and you just write that person off and you're moving on and you're on to the next thing. Doesn't even matter. After Mars, we have Jupiter. Jupiter is how you deal with your luck. It is the planet of luck and blessings. So congratulations if you're one of those people who wins at everything you do. I am jealous. And I wish you all the best. Or maybe you're like the rest of us and you have kind of a mixed bag of your luck and your hardships. So that which the planet of hardships is Saturn. So those two right next to each other. And both your luck and your hardships can definitely play into your mindset of where if you get bogged down with the whole, oh, well, I never win anything, so why even try? And then you get stuck in that negative feedback loop that we talked about in the Mindset Matters episode, then that is going to give you that negative frame. So if you find yourself looking more at your Neptune time periods, try and concentrate more on your Jupiter time periods and find that balance. Next up, we have Uranus. So when we get into Uranus, Neptune, and yes, I'm including Pluto, we are getting more into generations and looking at society as a whole. So if you think about it, the way the planets orbit around the sun, you have the ones like Mercury, Venus, they're up front, they rotate around the sun quicker, their days are shorter. Therefore, their signs change more frequently. When you get into Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, the signs are changing less frequently because they are more slow moving. So it's more likely that you're going to get people who like large generations in Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So Uranus is the planet where you're looking to break rules and demolish patterns or structures. So like I said, it's more society based. It's looking at like how, you know how like millennials and Gen Zs get a bad rap because we basically want to do something completely different than what the baby boomers and even some of Gen X want to do. It's because we have different Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto placements. We're more likely to want to pave our own ways and want to start looking at some of those societal norms and be like, that's actually not okay for us to be doing. So, and then we are able to start to rewrite our own things and want to move forward as a society. Neptune is kind of, how do I explain Neptune? Neptune is the planet of dreams and psychic receptivity. It's the planet that you were to think about, again, let's think about Gen Z and millennials for a second. We're kind of more idealistic than our baby boomer and some of Gen X companions, right? We are looking at like, oh, well, how can we make society as a whole better? We are dreaming up this idea that we can have everybody win, as opposed to the mindset of, well, if you work really hard, then you're going to win. And then this person didn't work as hard and therefore they're not going to win. So Gen Z and millennials are looking at it of like, oh, well, how can I help my fellow human being that maybe had something bad happen to them recently? Like that kind of thing. And then finally, our last societal change one, we have Pluto. So, okay, show of hands, who remembers the song Age of Aquarius? That is talking about how Pluto was moving into the sign of Aquarius. People are, entire generations are being born under the same sign. And Pluto is the planet of complete transformation and rebirth. I'm sure you guys have all seen that there's been a huge wave of, I guess it's another wave of spiritualism, but an increased amount of people thinking about astrology, an increased amount of people who are looking into witchcraft and looking to develop their psychic abilities. It's this generation of people. And part of that is Pluto. We are all transforming, and therefore, with the way that we are transforming, we are changing society as a whole. From Pluto, we're going to talk about one asteroid. I'm only going to talk about one of them. I'm going to talk about Chiron, because I think Chiron really can impact the your mindset and the way that you deal with other people. So, Chiron, again, I'm going to talk about mythology here. In mythology, Chiron was a healer. Chiron was one of those people that was able to help others. Chiron, in astrology speaking, is kind of known as, I'm just going to use the trope here, the wounded healer, which is just talking about the way that you carry your pain and your burden. So I'm going to read directly from the Pop Sugar article about Chiron, because I really like the way that this one describes Chiron. So here we go. Depending on the energy or aspect surrounding your natal Chiron placement, it's only when we actually rise above our pain or feelings of inadequacy that we can reap the benefits of this strange comet. End quote. So when we think about Chiron, we can either let our pains and our burdens hold us back, or we can move forward from those pains and burdens and move on with our lives and help other people and teach other people in the process. And that is why I think there are so many spiritual coaches right now, because even myself, I'm doing this too, where we've all been through something and we're putting it out there and we're developing these programs, we're developing these podcasts, these one-pagers, these downloadables, these meditations, blah, 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 and all these things that helped us when we were going through X, and now we're putting it out there to help other people go through X, so that way maybe they are suffering less than what we went through. So when I talk about myself, I talk about how, oh yeah, I got divorced at 24 because I got married at 23 and I was only with that person married for 8 months. So I talk about that experience of how I got through that and how after that I lived on my own for a year. And that was the first time I ever lived on my own, because like growing up, I grew up with my mom, my dad, my sister. And then in college, I had roommates and I had housemates and I was in a sorority in college. So I had all these people around me. But then when I got divorced, I kind of was just by myself for the first time. And it was weird and it was hard. And now people like me who have gone through something difficult are now sharing that with the world to try and ease the burdens of everybody else. So, I threw a lot at you about astrology and I'm not sorry. So the ones, if I were to pick three astrology placements that I think tell you the most about mindset specifically, I would say your Jupiter and your Neptune, your Jupiter and your Saturn, the planet of luck and the planet of struggle. I think that those two play a really big role in your mindset. And then I also think your Chiron plays a really big role in your mindset. Of course, when you think about your other placements, of course they tie in, right? Like, of course they do. It's all a part of you and everything is connected. But if I were to pick three, those are the three that I would say: Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron. But I also want to highlight the Mercury placements and the Mars placements, because I think that they can be really reflective of who you are. With Mars being how you deal with anger, we need to control those emotions. And while emotions are still a good thing, we do need to know when it's appropriate to express them, instead of getting lost in that anger. And you also don't want to be walking around with an angry mindset. And then Mercury being the planet of communication, we need communication in our mindset of, I have these ideas, so how do I tell other people about them? How do I express myself and articulate myself in order to get these ideas across? So if you need note sheets, or if you just want to talk and see what comes out of your mouth, those are parts that can affect your mindset in some way. And then, of course, the other planets are going to play into there, like I said, and it's all going to be a part of your personality at the end of the day. So I would like to congratulate me for keeping this under 20 minutes, because I love talking about astrology. And it is actually one of those topics that I can talk about for 2 hours straight with no input needed from anybody else, which, I mean, realistically, I'm breaking this up into multiple episodes. So I'll have episodes on the earth signs, air signs, fire signs, and water signs. And then I'm not sure what else. So if you have any more astrology-based suggestions, feel free to email me. I am yoginiwitchlibby@gmail.com. And I will link that below. You can also connect with me on Instagram at yoginiwitchlibby. You can connect with this podcast and stay up to date at the spells we tell ourselves. And then, of course, you can also find me on my website. That's also linked below. And yeah, I wish all of you the best, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.